Was the pot smaller than the kettle?
Pot.
Yeah.
A pot was just a big round iron thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think chicken and dumplings cooked in those iron pots was the best thing that I ever tasted. To my liking, it was.
Did you ever make a kind of a bread that was cooked in a skillet?
Yes, I was just going to tell you about that when we were talking about the ash cake.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother could cook on the fireplace. You see, they didn't have stoves then.
Mm-hmm.
They had to cook on the fireplace, and it was terrible on a person that wasn't accustomed to work. You see, they couldn't stand that hot fire.
Uh-huh.
They would have the kettle rack to hang the kettle on to boil, and then they'd have a pot rack to hang the pot on that was boiling, and they'd have the oven down on the hearth, close to the red hot coals.
Mm-hmm.
Either cook biscuit or cornbread in there.
Uh-huh.
And biscuit cooked in those ovens were just out of this world. They had a flavor all its own.
Mm-hmm.
You had to put, when you got the biscuit in there, or the bread, then you put the lid on the oven and heat those red coals up on the lid.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped to brown on the bottom and the top too.
Yeah, you can have a fireplace in here. What is it you call that shelf over the top fireplace?
Mantle.
Mantle?
A mantle.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the oldest houses, I guess, in Alexander City.
Mm-hmm.
They tear them down now by the time they get. But this house is built out of solid heart lumber.
Mm-hmm. Heart?
Heart of the heart of a pine, where it's hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll last 100 or more years.
Yeah, I'm sure
this house is almost 100 years old now, I think. But we've had it made over inside almost. But outside, you can see that the style isn't exactly, not too bad a style, but it's not a real new style house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the reason, because it's such an old house.
Well, tell me, what do you call that thing out in front?
Porch.
And the porch?
Porch.
Did you always call it a porch?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. And I wouldn't have a house hardly without a porch. Because in the summertime, I like to sit, I've been sitting in the sunshine this March, February and March, the sun's been so bright,
mm-hmm,
and pretty. I've been sitting in the sun. And in the summertime, that has a southern exposure, you see,
mm-hmm,
out there, and it's shady for summertime.
Yeah. They're nice to have, aren't they?
Yeah, I'd rather have a porch. The house across the street, up that brown-looking house, yellow-looking house, was my son's home.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they divorced, and he sold it. So it doesn't have a porch to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Hagen lives over there now, and he still says he's going to build him a porch.
Mm-hmm.
They have a terrace at the back of the house.
What is a terrace?
Well, it's they built up a wall about so high, brick wall,
4 feet high,
and filled it up with sand, dirt, mm-hmm, in there, and then made a brick floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just open at the top, you see.
Yeah. Let me ask you something about your room here.